cover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage, toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Is Brandon Scott into the ball game? Rafters using all three pitchers that remain here on the roster from the opening day roster in game 70 of the season. It's 3-1 Green Bay from historic Witter Field, top of inning 6, 6, 7, 8. Due up for the visitors. First pitch to Mateo Matthews from Brandon Scott. Bounced in for ball one. B. Scott throwing in his 13th game here this summer. 31 and a third innings pitched. A 1-4 record entering tonight with a 7.18 ERA and a 1.91 whip. We're in four games for Wisconsin Rapids in the 2022 season, including a playoff appearance. Left-hander from Hillsdale College. A fastball in the outside corner is called a strike. Also threw 11 innings in three ball games last summer with the Rats. His last time out, four innings here at home against Fondy just 3 days ago on August 7th. He threw 70 pitches in that contest as the 1-0 breaking ball swung on and missed. Count now 1-2. Nick Perry an inning in his final outing of the season. Two hits allowed, an earned run. One walk and two punch outs, 25 pitches thrown for the Little Elm, Texas native. Scott's 1-2. Back to the curve ball, it misses down in the dirt to even the count. Scott this season has faced the Rockers three times. Two of those three outings, now make it 3 of 4, are right here in Rapids. The 2-2. Fastball missing upstairs. Count drawn full to Matthews. Mateo 1-for-2 tonight. Singled back in the fourth. Grounded out to first base in the second. The full count offering. Hit on the ground to third. It gets by Degatti. And now it just drops in shallow left field. It's stuck in the grass. Buchanan will jog in to glove it. There's a leadoff single for Mateo Matthews. Make it a two-hit game for the Wagner College product out of Chino, California. It is Lane Allen, who was 0-for-2 today. He did reach bases, though, back in the fourth. A dropped pop fly by superstar center fielder Aiden Teal allowed Lane to reach. The first pitch to Allen has swung on and missed. Scott also has one of his college teammates here with him this summer. That's the right-hander Josh Novak. Threw three hitless and scoreless innings at Fond du Lac a couple of nights ago. He was fantastic. Seven outings on the season for Josh, an ERA under one. The 0-1 pitch misses high to even the count at a ball and a strike. Wisconsin Rapids went down in order in the bottom of the fifth. In the bottom of inning six, they'll bring up Buchanan, Duggar, and Gaz for the third time in this ballgame. 4-5-6 spots in Kirk Schreider's order. Scott's 1-1. Fastball right in there for a called strike. It's now 1-2. Now on a strikeout victim of Tristan Cruz and Barry back in the second. Six on the clock for Scott, the 1-2. He got him chasing. Allen down on strikes for the second time tonight. And it brings up Blade Carver with a chance for Scott to get out of the inning with just one pitch. Carver 0-for-2 is the Rocker-designated hitter here tonight. Grounded out to short to end the second. Struck out swinging to retire the side back in the fourth. First pitch to Carver, misses down in the dirt for ball one. Scott's best outing of the season came against these Rockers. It was on the road in Ashwaubenon back on June 25th, his final outing of the first half. The 1-0 was swung on and missed to even the count. Three hitless and scoreless innings. He walked one Rocker hitter in that 6-0 loss. He punched out four of the 10 he faced. Scott's 1-1 to Carver. The outside corner in there for a called strike. Peyton Mansfield, the 9 spot on deck. The top of the order to follow with Makani Tanaka. Not much of a leadoff first for Matthews as the 1-2 home. Tapped foul down the first base side. Three runs, 7 hits, no errors for Green Bay. A run on 4 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Another 1-2 offering here in this battle between Brandon Scott and Blade Carver. Fastball on the inside corner, got him looking. Two punch-outs for Scott in the inning. It'll bring up the left fielder, Peyton Mansfield. Mansfield 1-for-2, singled and scored to lead off the previous inning. Went down looking against Tristan Krusenberry back in the third. First pitch to him on the outside corner is called a strike. This is where it could get fun for the Raptors. Not sure who else is in line from here. Can't imagine Brandon Scott going more than one inning. A one runner takes off for second. Pitch misses up and away. Throw down by Duggar is on the money. Tag applied by Dalton Fiveash. They cut down Mateo Matthews trying to steal second base. That is it for Brandon Scott. A fantastic way to end it. His third season as a Raptor here in 2024, and he gets a big hug from Mike Spears. That could be it for the Southpaw. Don't go anywhere. Bottom six coming up next. 4-5-6 for Wisconsin Rapids right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast, for all of the things you may one day do, do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about
milk
that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of inning six here at Witter Field. Walker Buchanan to begin the inning off Michael Howell. First pitch from the Rocker right-hander is called a strike. Andy Ockham returning to you here on locally grown radio. It's 3-1 Rockers. In the finale here of our Raptor season. Fastball from Howell on the outer edge, called a strike. It's 0-2 on Buchanan. The Raptor faithful, not been huge fans of the strike zone here tonight so far. The 0-2 from the Green Bay starter. This is low and away for ball one. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Green Bay. A run on four hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Buchanan extended his hitting streak to eight games here tonight. The leadoff single in the second. 1-2, swing and a miss. He's down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Brings up the catcher, Cashel Duggar. Duggar 0 for 1, two times up today. The Castle Pines kid drew a four-pitch walk back in the second. After Duggar, it'll be Landon Gaz and Dalton Fibach. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Green Bay, a run on four hits, and an error for your Rats. First pitch to Duggar, lined foul down the third base side. Want to continue to give thanks to my family and friends back home, all the support they've given me this summer. My mom, my dad, my brother, my wonderful girlfriend and her family as well. They've all been incredible to me and have been awesome in letting me be so supportive of all of my journey here this summer. As the 0-1 fastball on the outside corner to Duggar, called a strike, it's nothing and two. Constant messages, phone calls of encouragement really needed here this summer for me. The 0-2 misses away, count now a ball and two strikes. These Raptor fans want something to cheer about here tonight. They did get an RBI double from Dalton Fiveash back in the fourth inning. They're looking for more. The 1-2 foul back by Duggar will do it again. Pretty cool shot of Cash after his three-run homer last night of him bat-flipping out of the left-handed batter's box. Made sure to give that a repost on my Instagram story today as the 1-2 fouled away again. And Cash is a guy who went into Kirk Schreider's office toward the beginning of the second half and straight up asked him, what do I need to do to change my approach at the plate? I feel like I'm not myself in the box right now. And whatever he's done here in half number two, it has worked wonders as the 1-2 misses up and away. Cash was already super consistent when joining the team in the middle of June, but he's had that power surge here in the second half. All four of his long balls coming since the beginning of half number two. The 2-2 breaking ball shot the other way through the hole into left field for a base hit. He can still slap it around here from time to time. A base knock for Cash brings up Landon Gaz. Chris Kreplin out of the rocker dugout. Appears he's coming to get his starting pitcher tonight, Michael Howell. Good way for him to finish his summer off. But a runner on first. With one down, Landon Gaz awaiting the new pitcher into the ballgame for Green Bay right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-12.
It is Connor Nolan, the right-hander from Division III Carroll University in Waukesha, Wisconsin, coming into the ballgame from Michael Howell in the bottom of inning number six from Winterfield. First pitch to Landon Gaz from the right-hander is on the outside corner for a called strike. 5 1/3 tonight for Howell. 5 hits, 1 earned run, currently on the hook for Cashel Duggar at first base. He walked 2 and struck out 7 here tonight on 89 pitches. 3-1 the score in favor of Green Bay is the 0-1 to Gaz. Swung on and missed, count nothing at 2. Nolan, a returning rocker from a summer ago, this is his 22nd appearance, has a 7-2 record with 1 save and 46 innings pitched. A native of Poplar Grove, Illinois. The 0-2 home with 6 on the pitch clock. Fastball missing upstairs for ball 1. An 8.02 season ERA for Nolan and a 2.02 whip. Tossed 7 2/3 innings last season in his 5 appearances and didn't allow an earned run. Last time out, 2 innings of shutout ball, 1 hit allowed at home, and a 3-0 win on August 7th against the Kenosha Kingfish. As the 1-2 fastball is on the outside corner for a called strike 3. Gaz down on strikes, 2 down in the inning, and the batter is Dalton Fiveash. Fiveash responsible for the Rafter run driven in here today, an RBI double back in the 4th inning. A righty on lefty battle, first base side of the rubber for Nolan. His first delivery to Fiveash, fastball on the outside corner that Dalton fans right through. Three outings against Wisconsin Rapids for Nolan this summer, the last coming at home for Green Bay from Capital Credit Union Park on July 9th in a 10-4 Rafter victory. He allowed 2 earned runs on 3 hits. That was the first win for Wisconsin Rapids in Ashwaubenon this summer. 1-1 the count on Fiveash. The next delivery is swung on and missed. Is a one-out single from Cashel Duggar there on first base. Nolan looking to get out of the jam, or what is a jam, just get out of the inning and keep Howell's line as finalized. The 1-2. He got him swinging. Blew him away with a fastball to retire the side. More Connor Nolan to come in about an inning for Green Bay, but we head to the home half of inning, or I should have said we head to the top of the 7th. My apologies, used to the Rats being on the road earlier on here in the 2nd half. It'll be 9-1-2 in the top of the 7th for Green Bay when we return to Winterfield right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the 9th inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't just score a new ride. Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
.912 due up for Green Bay for the third time in the ballgame here tonight. It is the top of inning number 7 from historic Witter Field. First pitch from the new tosser in the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. Josh Opiola is on the inside corner for a called strike. 0-1 driven on a line to short that gets past the glove of Ben Lloyd and into left field for a base hit. Andy Ockham for Locally Grown Radio. Back with you. It's 3-1 Rockers. 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors for Green Bay. A run on 5 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Brandon Scott, his final outing of the summer, goes an inning. Throws 15 pitches. Sorry, 17. Allows a hit. Punches out 2. Not walk a rocker or allow an earned run. He faced the minimum. The first pitch to Makani Tanaka on the outside corner is called a strike. Tanaka, the beer batter here tonight at Witter Field. Up for the last time where that promotion is in order as the 0-1 off-speed delivery fouled away down the left field line. It is nothing in 2. Raptors getting their lone run in the 4th. 1 in innings 1, 3, and 5 for Green Bay. Opiola set, middle of the rubber, the 0-2. Off-speed missing low and away for ball 1. Josh last worked 3 innings here at home Tuesday night against Minnesota. 1 earned run allowed on 2 hits. He walked a pair and struck out one of the dozen Mud Puppy hitters he faced. The 1-2. Hit in the air to left. Buchanan to his left in the gap. Jumps and makes the catch. Walker secures it for the first down of the inning. Opiola making his 4th appearance here with the Raptors this summer, entering tonight 5 1/3 innings pitched. Does have a save. That was the game against Minnesota. 5 1/3 innings tossed on the season. Made his debut here at home against Wausau on the 31st of July and also faced Green Bay in that 16-8 victory back on August 4th. First pitch to Sam Miller. Fouled back. Count begins 0-1. Miller a solo jack back in the 3rd inning. His 10th of the season, made it 2-0 Green Bay at the time. Opiola looking to generate an inning-ending double play ball here. Off the bat of Miller, the 1. Shot back up the middle, it'll get by Lloyd and Fivash for a base hit. 2 knocks here in the 7th. And 2 are aboard with 1 down for the 3rd batter in the Green Bay order, Dalen Adderley. Adderley been aboard 2 of his 3 times here today. Drew a 5-pitch walk back in the 5th, singled and scored in the 1st. Opiola set out of the stretch. First pitch, runs inside and hits him. Bases to be loaded for Green Bay here in the 7th. For a guy who hit a grand slam yesterday, Jake Bold. That grand slam from Bold yesterday, part of a 6-run 7th inning for the Rockers, and gave them the lead at the time. The Rats were up 5-0 entering that inning. Three runs now on 9 hits for Green Bay, and for Bold in the contest, he is 2-for-3 with a couple of RBI base hits. Back in the 5th and 1st innings. Raptor fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bold now climbs in. Some new baseballs being brought from the bat boy here at Witterfield, Ashton Crocker, to our home plate umpire this evening, Christian Miranda. Obiola set the first pitch. Slider on the outside corner just misses for ball one. Chance here for Green Bay to extend their lead with less than two down in the top of the seventh. The 1-0, back to the breaking ball, and it's right down the chute to even the count. That is Seth Creasy, the right-hander, warming up in the Raptor bullpen. He got the final six outs and the victory last night against Green Bay, throwing just 23 pitches. It would be Seth's third outing of the week. 1-1 slider fouled away down the right field line. Count now 1-2. Across the Northwoods League, as every playoff berth has been clinched, the only thing in play tonight is where will the games be when the playoffs start tomorrow? You know, in the Great Lakes West, it'll be Madison and Wausau. Out of the Great Plains East, it'll be La Crosse and Duluth. Out of the Great Plains West, it will be Wilmar and St. Cloud. In the Great Lakes East, the Kalamazoo Growlers and the Rockford Ribbons. 13-0 the final tonight. Out at MCCU Field in Battle Creek, the Battle Jacks being shut out in Game 72 against the Traverse City Pit Spitters. He 1-2 from Opiola. Slider fouled back, will do it again. Rockford currently playing at Memorial Park. They trail the Royal Oak Leprechauns 8-6 in the bottom of the ninth inning. 8 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Rockford. 6 runs on 8 hits and an error for Royal Oak. Next 1-2. Driven to right center, it'll get down for a hit and score at least two. A pair come in, Mansfield and Miller. It is a two-run double for Jake Bold. He has driven in 4 of the 5 Green Bay runs here tonight. Second and third with one down for the right fielder, Nick Harms. Harms in the ballgame, 0-for-3. Last went down swinging against Nick Perry back in the fifth. Top nine at Port Arthur Stadium. The Waterloo Bucks offense exploding here in the final game of the season. It is 15-8 in favor of Thunder Bay. In favor of Waterloo. 15 runs, 6 hits, and no errors for the Bucks. Looking to finish half number two at 18-18. Thunder Bay, 8 runs, 10 hits, and 4 errors. Now Mike Spears making his way out to the mound after a quick meeting with Cashel Duggar. Unsure if this is the hook for Opiola, and it is. He'll leave with runners on second and third and one down. Here in the top of inning number 7, Seth Creasy into the ballgame. It's 5-1 Green Bay. We'll return in a couple of minutes right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
It is Seth Creasy, the right-hander from Freed Hardeman University in Henderson, Tennessee, into the fray. 5-1 Rockers, top seven, runners on second and third. With one down here at Witter Field. Indiacomo returning to here for the final game this season on WFHR. Fortunately, the Rafters trail by a few runs late in this ballgame. We're still having a great time here in Wisconsin Rapids to close out the 2024 campaign. It'll be Nick Carms into the left-handed batter's box. First pitch from Creasy, swung on and missed. Seth worked last night. Two innings, two hits allowed, no runs, no walks, three punch-outs. He punched out all three in the ninth inning on 23 pitches thrown. He got the win last night. He's 1-0 on the season, has a save in his five outings thus far, an 8 2/3 innings pitch. A one, Harms in the air, shallow right. Ordoy coming in, drawing back Gaz. Is this going to drop? It is. Landon Gaz ended up in shallow right center. And a couple of runners are hung up between second or first and second, and nobody's covering the first base bag, so Harms will trot back in there safely. It is an RBI single for Nick Harms and a defensive disaster for Wisconsin Rapids to make it 6-1. So out of all that, Bold remains on second. Adderley scores. It's a three-run seventh inning for Mateo Matthews, who brings a two-hit ball game into the left-handed batter's box. Creasy does have the double play ball intact here. Right-hander set, first pitch. Runs inside on a slider, missing for ball one. Connor Nolan came into the ball game to relieve Michael Howell in the bottom of inning six. Pierce, he's got the green light to go for the foreseeable future for Chris Krepling's Rockers. 1-0 ripped on the ground at first, backhanded in and out of the glove of Gaz. Covering the bag is Creasy. The only play is there, and it's made just in time. 3-1 put out to second, Harms to third, Bold, and the batter is Lane Allen. Lane Allen in the ball game, reached on an error from Aiden Teal back in the fourth, and has a couple of punch outs. Righty on righty battle. It's 6-1 Green Bay. First pitch to Allen, bounced in for ball one. A 7 on the gun from that offering out of the hand of Creasy. One oh the count. Seth comes set with four on the clock, getting the signs from Cashel Duggar. That pitch misses outside for ball two. Does have first base open on deck is Blade Carver. Allen, the eighth hitter in the box for Green Bay here in this inning. Creasy set the 2-0. Allen fouling it away straight back. Count now, two balls and a strike. Creasy's 2-1. Fastball right down the heart of the plate. It is now 2-2. 2-2. Duggar throwing down the signals. Allen a chance to break this game wide open, the payoff pitch. Just missing up and away on a slider. Count drawn full. First base open, 3-2 the count, two outs, runners on second and third, top seven. We're nearing the stretch here at Witter Field for the final time this summer. The payoff pitch, fouled away from Allen, will have to do it again. Crowd getting animated here at Witter Field. Get loud for the 3-2. Here it comes. He got him swinging. Allen chases the fastball, but three are put across here in the seventh for Green Bay. It is stretch time from Witter Field. 6-1 Rockers on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they...
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Camping. America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Post stretch here for the Rafters. Game 70 of the season, our finale here from Witter Field. It is 6-1 Green Bay on WFHR. Ben Lloyd takes a first pitch fastball from the right-hander Connor Nolan in the outside corner for a called strike. Andy Yochum returning to here for locally grown radio. Six runs, 11 hits. No errors for Green Bay, a run on five hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 fastball swung on and missed, count now nothing and two. Eight hitters to the plate in the top of inning seven for Green Bay. They scored three times. First base side of the rubber, Nolan's 0-2. Fastball missing inside for ball one. Gabe Casso has grabbed a bat. Will hit in the spot of Tommy Gobranson, which could lead you to believe Gabe might be pitching the ninth inning tonight. The 1-2 fastball got him swinging on the outside corner. Boyd down on strikes. And here comes the Rafter catcher turned relief pitcher, Gabe Casso.
Now pitching for your Rafters, number six, Gabe Casso.
Casso, the Northampton product, climbing into the right-handed batter's box with an out and nobody on the bags. You're in the bottom of the seventh.
Now
Caso, 5 hits, 31 at-bats on the season. This was his 12th game appeared in now for the Raptors. First pitch from Nolan, a fastball missing high for ball one. He last doubled an evening ago here against the Rockers. Hit 7th as the DH last night, later scored one of the 3 runs in that 8th frame. 1-0 pass ball misses high for ball two. Top of the order on deck with Aiden Teal. The 2-0 delivery. This is up and in for ball three. See if Caso gets the green light to go after a 3-0 fastball of his liking here. The 3-0. This is inside for ball four. It's a 4-pitch walk for Gabe Caso. Runner aboard for the Rats here in the 7th. Perfect way to flip the card back to the top with Aiden Teal. Aiden Teal, 0-for-3 thus far in the ball game. Last went down looking in the 5th. Does he have a 12th homer this season in his bag right now? First pitch out of the slide step from Nolan, misses up and away. Nolan out of the first base side of the rubber. A 1-0 fastball that misses low and in. 6 straight balls thrown for the right-hander out of Carroll University in time called by the catcher Jake Bold making his way to the mound. As we continue to look across the Northwoods League scoreboard, 8-3 in Wilmar, a playoff preview between Wilmar and St. Cloud, the Rocks and the Stingers on ESPN+. 5-run lead in the bottom of inning 7. Bottom 8 in Kokomo, the Jackrabbits holding a 7-5 lead over the Kalamazoo Growlers. Kalamazoo clinching the Great Lakes East second half divisional title. Bottom 7 at Carson Park, the Madison Mallards on the road looking for number 27 in the second half. They got their 50th win overall on the campaign last night, and they're tied 2-2 with the Express in the bottom of inning 7. Mound meeting adjourned. A 2-0 pitch here from Nolan to Teal. He'll have to wait as there's a pickoff move over to first base. Top 9 at Corbett Field. Mankato at Minot. The Hot Tots lead the Moondogs 4-2. 4 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Minot. 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors for Mankato as the 2-0 ripped on the ground through the right side for a base hit. Caso being held up at second. Aiden Teal collects a hit in the final game here this summer. Raptors have something brewing in the 7th, and the batter is Jorge Degatti. Degatti went down looking back in the 5th inning. 0-for-2 in his 3 trips to the plate tonight, drew a 9-pitch walk in the 3rd, did Jorge. Top 7 from ESPN Plus on Harry Baker Field. Dock Spider Chinooks. Fond du Lac leading 9-3. 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Fondy. 3 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for the 11-23 second half Chinooks. Righty on righty battle. Nolan comes set. Looks back to second. 10 on the pitch clock. The first delivery to Jorge misses down low for ball 1. Bottom 8 in Kenosha at Simmons Field. The Kenosha Kingfish, 15 wins, 20 losses in the second half. They lead the first half. Great Lakes West champion Wausau Woodchucks 3-2. 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Kingfish, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for the Chucks. Nolan's 1-0 offering. And on the hands, fouled back by Degatti to even the count. Bottom 7 at Wade Stadium. Duluth at home and clinching the second half divisional title. Out in the Great Plains East last night, they trailed the Rochester Honkers 3-2. Top 8 in Bismarck, the Larks and the Badlands Big Sticks, a tough second half for Badlands. 10 wins, 24 losses entering tonight. And they trail it in the top of the 8th inning by a score of 4-2. 1-1 off speed, just misses off the plate for ball 2. Top 6 from Copeland Park, the La Crosse Loggers have playoff baseball to attend to tomorrow. A rough second half for La Crosse. 11 wins and 24 losses, but that doesn't matter. They won half number 1, and they lead the Minnesota Mud Puppies in the top of inning 6 right now, 9-7. 2-1-2 to Gotti, a fastball missing down in the dirt for ball 3. Or Orlando Lordoy, the right fielder for Wisconsin Rapids, awaiting in the on-deck circle. Three balls and a strike, the count, with one out and runners on first and second for Connor Nolan. The next pitch. This is up and in for ball four. Bases are loaded for Orlando Lordoy. Second walk draw tonight from the Rafter All-Star this summer, Jorge Degani. Lordoy 0 for 3 tonight, looking to change that right here. Last grounded out to the shortstop, Sam Miller, to retire the side back in the bottom of the fifth. Something in the gap here would make it just a two-run ball game. First pitch to Degani, or I should say to Lordoy, is on the outside corner for a called strike. .88 on that delivery out of the hand of Nolan. He'll want. Swing and a miss. Fastball from Nolan, count nothing in two. How about this crowd here tonight, all 1,126 of them, making some noise here for Orlando Lordoy. The 0-2. Foul tip into the glove of Jake Bold for strike three. Two down in the inning, and it'll be up to Walker Buchanan. Buchanan 1 for 3 in the ball game. He singled in the second, struck out looking in the fourth, and struck out swinging his last time up in the bottom of inning number 6. Power on power right here. Nolan set his first delivery to the Rafter left fielder. Goes off speed, and it's placed perfectly for a called strike. Degani on first, Teal out on third, Gabe Casso, or at second, Gabe Casso's on third. Seven on the pitch clock for Nolan, the 0-1. Lou Buchanan away with a fastball there, swing and a miss, count nothing in two. O-2, two down, Bags Juice, 6-1, Green Bay, bottom seven. Big moment in this ball game right here. Nolan set, rocks and fires. He got him looking. Elevated fastball. Buchanan keeps the bat on his shoulder, and that retires the side. Connor Nolan out of the jam. We're through seven here at Witter Field. It's the Rockers 6 and the Rafters 1 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher for Wisconsin Rapids for the second time this week. It is going to be Gabe Casso entering the ballgame to toss for your Raptors. 6-1 Rockers, top eight. Andy Ockham returning to you here on locally grown radio. It is Logan Gregorio leading off in the eighth spot for Chris Krepling in the place of Blade Carver. Gregorio out of Northern Illinois University and Yorkville, Illinois. The righty on lefty battle. Casso got the victory in a shortened Monday night ball game against the Minnesota Mud Puppies, and he throws a first pitch fastball on the outside corner to the left-handed hitting Gregorio for a called strike. 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Green Bay, a run on 6 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids as the 0-1 delivery misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. Final line for Casso when he pitched against Minnesota. 3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 5 punch-outs. As the 0-1 delivery hit high in the air, deep right field, and that one's going to go. Logan Gregorio welcomes Gabe Casso into the ballgame on the mound. Catcher on catcher crime, a solo jack begins the top of the eighth inning. Gregorio didn't miss that one. About to play his first year of Division I baseball is Logan Gregorio, and that being probably his last swing of the summer, not a bad way to go into your fall. It's his first of the season and his first in the Northwoods League. Played 8 games last year with Lakeshore. First pitch to Peyton Mansfield. Casso goes off speed. It's there for a called strike. Have some fireworks after the ball game here tonight, regardless of the outcome. Great way to end the summer as the 0-1 is swung on and missed. Count nothing and two on Mansfield. Mansfield a couple of base hits and runs scored here tonight. Multi-hit game for the Jacksonville State University product. Casso's 0-2. He got him looking on the inside corner. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. A 3-pitch punch out to Peyton Mansfield is the first out of the eighth inning. And it's back to the top of the Green Bay lineup with the center fielder, Makani Tanaka. Makani Tanaka 0-for-4 tonight. Couple of flyouts to left field in his last two times up. First pitch from Gabe Casso misses up and away for ball one. Casso joining the team right after Jack Mathey was signed by the San Diego Padres. Wisconsin Rapids in need of a third catcher to have on their roster, and exactly what Gabe provided. I should say Gabe was an addition for the second half. He joined in the spot of Bryson Stripling, so it was Casso, Duggar, and Matthew. The 2-0 pulled from Casso. That one bounced behind Tanaka. Count now 3 balls and no strikes. Duggar out to the mound to chat it up with Casso prior to the next offering. Should say it is a 2. Now it is 3. No, there we go. Updated right in front of me. Wisconsin Rapids just needing a way to get these last 5 outs of the ball game here tonight. Tanaka, a 3-1 put out back in the first, went down looking as the beer batter here tonight, Wisconsin Rapids, back in the third. Casso's 3-0 pitch This is outside for ball four. A four-pitch walk to Tanaka. He's on the bases for the first time here tonight. That big three-run seventh inning sent eight to the plate on the Green Bay side. Rapids getting their lone run in the bottom of inning number four. A two-out double off the bat of Dalton Fiveash. Sam Miller climbs into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch to him. This is up and in for ball one. Homeward back in the third, a solo blast that made it 2-0 Green Bay at the time. Casso's 1-0. Popped up in the air, shallow center. Aiden Teal sprinting in on it and calling off everyone to make the catch. Two down here in the eighth inning. And we're at the number three spot in the Green Bay order with Dalen Adderley. Adderley has reached three times today, or will have a pinch hitter. That is Andrew Harris from the University of Wisconsin Parkside. Not see him last night. It's a chance here to hit in the top of the eighth inning with the runner on first and two down. Harris, a native of Rockford, Illinois. First pitch swinging, fouls it straight back. Played 29 games for the Rockers last year, did Harris. Was a 167 hitter and 84 at-bats. Even appeared in two playoff games for the Northwoods League champions a summer ago. So far this season, four games played in, two hits and 14 at-bats. The one from Casso just misses outside for ball one. Last game he played in, he collected a knock at Kenosha last night. Has a hit in the last two ball games that he's played in. Tanaka leading off first, being held on by Landon Gaz. The 1-1. And on the hands, fouled back by Harris, hitting from the left side, count now 1-2. For Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of the eighth inning, it'll be 5-6-7. Cashel Duggar, Landon Gaz, and Dalton Fiveash against Connor Nolan in that Rocker bullpen. Casso out of the stretch with a 1-2 count. His next pitch misses low and away. Count even, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the eighth inning. Six on the pitch clock. Gabe Casso comes set. Hands held high. Here it comes. On the inside corner, just misses. Count now full. Tight zone here tonight from Christian Miranda behind home plate. Is Jake Bold on deck, Nick Harms to follow. The 3-2. Shot on the ground, back up the middle, off the lip, glove by Ben Lloyd. He'll flip to second in time. That is an inning-ending 6-4 fielder's choice. And a one-run top of the eighth. A solo homer from Logan Gregorio makes it 7-1 Green Bay. To the home half we go. You're listening to Rafters Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is...
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with nine top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon
animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad.